Thank you for listening to this episode of Courtside Indiana Podcast. Please hit the subscribe or add button on your podcast app to get them delivered straight to your phone, tablet, or desktop. As always, we'd appreciate a rating and review, and you can reach us directly on our Courtside Indiana Twitter at CourtsideIND. Welcome to Courtside Indiana Podcast. I am Jim Reamer. We are sectional pick'em time. This is the first of four podcasts. We are joined by Zach Tyler, Dominic Neely, Patrick Woolley. Gentlemen, get your thinking caps on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go time.
Dominic, Patrick actually wearing caps, so that works.
No cap.
Zach and I are no cap.
No cap.
We are going to pick sectionals for the next four podcasts. The 1A sectional is going to be published on Thursday. That's the one you're listening to now. The 2A sectional will be, Pick'em will be published on Friday. 3 and 4A will be published on Monday. Barring any odd change in our schedule, we'll get those cranked out Sunday night and published Monday morning. If not Sunday night, depends on how late those go, but, we're going to crank out the 1A and 2A on Wednesday. Again, 2A will be published on Friday, so look for that. Guys, we are just going to pick our sectional team. Now, Patrick, you can only pick one team to win, okay? You can't be picking like two or three teams.
Yeah, jeez.
I got one team, and I got stats for every team, so let's do it.
There we go. All right.
Jeez.
All this prep work, man. Jeez. Yeah, but you can only pick one team.
One team.
Okay, like my second sectional winner is...
Yeah, all right.
I've been waiting like 4 weeks to make that joke. Anyway, not all these will have advanced discussions. Some of them will. Some of them won't. But we are going to start in 1A with sectional 49. Who wants to go first?
Go ahead. I'll follow your all's lead here.
All right, I'll go first. Morgan Township. Don't know much about the other teams, to be honest. So that's where I'm going with it. I think we've all kind of liked them from the beginning, as one of the three or four teams that we even think have a shot to come out of 1A North, period. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we discussed that a little bit in our last pod. We discussed in the tournament draw reaction pod that we did earlier. We've talked about it a lot in our Slack. 1A North is pretty sparse. So Morgan Township's one of those teams. I think I'm picking them. Kyler's picking them. Dominic, who you got?
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for Morgan Township. I know Couch is a big rival. It looks like Couch is a little bit down, but I know.
Played them tough earlier in the year.
Yeah, it was a two-point game. Been relatively recent. That is
yep.
True.
Yep.
Washington Township played them tough too, it looks like.
Yeah. And is Westville in this? No.
No.
No, they're not.
They're 2A.
Okay. Are they?
No, they're the Triton sectional. Yeah, they're next.
They're 1A. Westville, you're right. 1A, my bad. They used to be 2A, right?
Not sure.
Maybe not.
But anyway. I'm gonna go with Morgan Township to win it, but I think it will be a little closer than maybe the records of the other teams say.
Yeah, I don't think this will be a walk. I mean, I don't think they'll blow they'll blow all these teams out. I just think that this is one of four teams that we've identified.
Right.
And it's going to be hard not to pick them on our part. I don't know that we all feel as strongly, but I know I've expressed it as much and a couple of other people have. But
we know Kyler loves these guys.
Yeah, Zach.
Yeah, I'm going to go Morgan Township. I think we'll do that one. Go with the best player option here too, right? With,
yeah. We've got working theories, Patrick, that we kind of come in with. And anytime you got the best player on the sectional, anytime you got the best player on the court, you got a shot at winning that game. So,
yeah, Keegan Holder from Morgan Township, who we're talking about here.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would disagree with that notion, unless the team was just god awful. But Patrick, who are you taking?
Yeah, I'm gonna make it a clean sweep here.
Nice.
I'm going Morgan Township, best player in the sectional, Keegan Holder. They've got a bye to Friday night's game, and they've got the best record in the sectional, 17-5 and 7-0 against 1A competition. So clean sweep, Morgan Township.
Yep. Dominic, see my text real quick.
Yeah, I don't know if it's any better.
Lower it a little bit more if you can. Your mic. No, not the, just the actual microphone. Physically lower it.
Oh, my bad.
There we go.
That
There we
better?
go. Yeah, I think so. All right, sectional 50. Kyler took Triton. Zach, who you going with? This is like your neck of the woods.
This is my neck of the woods for sure. Earlier in the year, I'd probably take Marquette in this one just because of their youth, and but they lost their best player to a broken leg. Westville's interesting in here, but I still actually, and Triton just lost their best player too to a broken foot last week.
Jeez.
Holy cow.
Look at the
Breaking
inside
news.
info.
Look at that. That's why
Goodness.
we this is why we have people from different parts of the state.
That's right. But and Triton plays Culver this week, so we get a little sneak peek of that. Is that tomorrow night? Tonight? February 21st. Tonight. Oh shoot. Okay. And Triton did win that game. I do remember that. I was low scoring. And I love me some Jason Groves, so I'm gonna stick with Triton in this one, but I don't think it's gonna be as easy as it would have been.
Well, no, if they're
Without
bad. Who got hurt?
I can't remember his name now without looking. Sorry.
I picked Triton as well. I think a lot of that is just they're having a good year, and they are, well, I say they. I mean, Coach Groves is definitely experienced. This is definitely not his first rodeo. Although it has been, well, I started to say it's been a while. It's only been 3 years since they won a sectional, so not even that, 2 years.
Yeah, here you
They
go.
got all the.
So, oh, go
Go
ahead.
ahead. No, go
Triton
ahead.
won tonight 41-36
Okay.
over Culver.
Patrick.
Zach, when did Marquette's best player go out?
Love that little port tournament.
Man, they've been kind of down since then. So, I mean, I'm
Yeah.
gonna have to. I don't defer to many people when it comes to high school ball, but in this case, I'm going to have to defer to you. And you know that area, you know that region. Both of you picked Triton. Hey, let's go Triton.
Peer pressure.
Yeah, man. Sounds like an injury-riddled sectional.
Yes, could be bad to worse. Dominic, who you got?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Triton.
All right.
I don't see any of these other teams being able to get through there, so I'm going with Triton.
Hopefully we will have some varied responses as we go. Bethany Christian putting dots pressure on Dominique. Or I'm
Oh
yeah, who
boy.
you got in this one? We got looks like the top two teams are squaring off on Tuesday.
Yep.
Bethany Christian, Elkhart Christian. We got Kyler's pick. I'm gonna hang on to it until you make a choice.
Bethany won the first outing in overtime by four.
Yep.
See that. I see that. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Elkhart Christian.
Oh, Kyler, do your research, man.
Elkhart Christian might be absurd, but I'm going with them. They lost in overtime the first time, but hey, it's tough to beat a team twice. They're gonna be ready. I got Elkhart Christian. They got some I believe. If I'm looking at this right, I think they have some decent little wins or maybe some good losses, if you could call it that. Just looking at their schedule a little bit. But yeah, I think they lost to Jimtown in overtime by one, lost to Wawasee in overtime, lost to, or they beat LaVille, Zach.
Yeah, they did.
So hey, I'm going with Elkhart Christian.
That was a crusher for Zach.
Was
Yep.
really
Shots
heartbreaking.
fired.
Had to do it.
Really heartbreaking.
I think when you look at how they've been playing, especially since the calendar flipped to 2024, That's the one thing I'm going to lean toward in picking Bethany Christian. So that's where I'm going with it. And I know that, I mean, their losses have all, they've got three losses since 2024, since the flip of the calendar. All three of them are double digits, but there's Central Noble, Fairfield, and Jimtown. So that's a 2A team that's having a good year, a 3A team that has spent part of the year ranked, and a 3A team that has been playing pretty well as well since the calendar flipped. They do kind of play some of the same teams, at least from a whole season perspective, but I think Bethany's schedule is a little bit tougher. They did play Jimtown a little tougher, but then Elkhart lost to Wawasee, where Bethany Christian beat them. Both were overtime games, though. So I'm just going to go Bethany Christian just based on that. Patrick, who you got?
All right, I'm going Bethany Christian. Not only did they beat Elkhart Christian at Elkhart, the sectional is going to be at Bethany Christian. I'm taking the hometown Bruins. Tyson Chupp, 18 points a game. He's not going to let that happen. He's not going to go out like that. I'm taking Bethany Christian.
He's a heck of a soccer player too, just so
Is
throw that
he?
out there.
Nice. Zach, tell us who you're picking, then I want to bring up the question you asked in Slack the other day. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I think Elkhart Christian in this one also. Aiden Hibbert for them, senior guard. He's been having a really good season. I think there's a little more around him at Beth or at Elkhart Christian, so I'm gonna go with Elkhart Christian.
Patrick said something during his assessment that you had asked, regarding a question you had asked in our Slack. How much do we think home court advantage matters in sectional play and tournament
Yeah.
play? I mean, I don't think we're going to have, I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, but at the same time, this is typically the shortest of the four. My thought is the earlier in the week, like whoever plays Noblesville on Tuesday, who plays Noblesville on Tuesday?
Zionsville, right?
Zionsville plays
Zionsville.
Noblesville. Noblesville's going to have a much bigger crowd on Tuesday than Zionsville. They just will. Now, if it was Friday night or Saturday night, especially if it was Saturday night, the crowd might be a little bit more even. But Noblesville's going to have a much bigger crowd. It's a home game. They're having a great year. I think home court might make a difference. Zionsville, I know this is not the 4A. I'm just thinking of one that's close to home that I have experienced. A few years ago when Carmel beat Noblesville at the buzzer in the championship game, or was it the championship game? Oh, wow. Can't remember. Might not have been the championship. Oh, no, it was COVID season. It was COVID year. So it was semifinals. Crowd was 50. I mean, the crowd was pretty split even. Noblesville had a great crowd. Carmel had a great crowd. There was noise both ways. Both teams had to face the same pressure. I didn't think it had much of a difference that game. Easy to say when the road team won. Any other thoughts? Anybody have a strong opinion either way?
I don't have a strong opinion. I just think, the home team, the guys are a little bit more comfortable on their home court, I would assume. I mean, I was when I played.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just a little bit more comfortable on your home court. You're not getting on a bus going anywhere type of thing. So I would say I wouldn't say it's a, big time advantage like it can be in college atmosphere and things like that, big time D1 stuff, but I think there might be a little advantage with that, being more comfortable at home.
Yeah, I think the college stuff is really crowd based.
Yeah.
And to me, that's,
I would
I
think
pulled
as
that
a
way for high school too.
senior, I would think as a senior, you wouldn't want to go out on your home floor at sectionals. I think that'd give you a little bit of extra motivation.
Yeah, I would hope every senior would feel that way, especially if your team is good. That and the home courts might play a role, but I don't know. I thought it was a good question by Zach, and when you brought it up, Patrick, it reminded me that that was something I kind of wanted to touch on at some point in the next four podcasts. So, and it'll come up because we'll have a lot of us will pick, we'll all make picks that are iffy, and we'll say, it's their home court. We're gonna take them. So
yeah, like that.
I'll probably dispute myself as I go along. But all right, Patrick, sectional 52, the Caston sectional. Not one team with a winning record in this one.
Oof.
Not one single team.
All right, so you're giving me 52. You're giving me
Yep,
you want the inside
you're going
info
first.
Here. I'm going with the Caston Comets. Hometown, once again, by the way, Caleb Stinson, Talon Ziegler. They're taking this sectional. They're going to come out of there. They're, 9-12? They're going to be 12-12 after next weekend.
Dominique, who are you taking?
I'll go Tri-County. It looks like they got cast in here on the 27th of January by 7. They got the best record, 10-11. I'm going with Tri-County.
Zach.
Yeah, I really think it's probably between those two also. And I was going to go Tri-County just because of beating Caston before, but I'm going to say Caston.
There we go.
Brings it home this time. At home.
They'll switcheroo.
Yeah, they've
it's like a football recruit.
Ran off a few L's in a row here, but I think they're going to bounce back.
Yeah, they beat 2A North Judson, 2A Pioneer, 2A North Miami. So they got some solid wins going.
Tyler chose Tri-County. I'm going with Tri-County too. Some of it is this group, although I don't know how many guys that graduated last year, but this group, defending sectional champs. They do have the best record. They play a tougher schedule. I can double check that right quick. They definitely play a tougher schedule, especially regular season schedule. It looks like Caston had a game against Maconaqua in a tournament over the holidays. But I mean, Tri-County, they have losses. Rensselaer, Carroll, Twin Lakes going down. They lost to Hebron. I mean, Hebron's having a great year. Losses to Benton Central, West Lafayette. Clinton Prairie's having a heck of a year. I just think their schedule is much tougher, probably prepares them a little bit more. And they're defending chance. Huh?
Faith Christian?
I didn't did I didn't
loss.
Say oh, losing to Faith Christian.
You didn't say it.
I mean, they're 10-12. They're not horrible.
It's another case where Caston, you know, you've got the bye. Tri-County's gonna have to win 3 games. It's at Caston. Records are fairly even.
All right, Southern Wells. This is a well, Dominique, Fort Wayne area, you're on the clock. Who you got?
Going Canterbury.
Yeah. You gave him a softball.
I think one thing with Canterbury, you know, maybe not in the sectional, but moving forward, is just every time I've seen them play, there's been a lot of foul trouble. Tucker Day's been in foul trouble. John Parent. So I don't know if that will play a factor. I just know they're both those guys are aggressive, especially Tucker in the paint, going after blocks, rebounds. So just, you know, something that could kind of get in their way a little bit as they keep going if the guys are getting in foul trouble. But I don't think it will matter in this sectional. Like we talked about Southwood. They might pose a threat there in that semifinal Friday, potentially. But I still think Canterbury wins it.
Patrick?
Yeah, absolutely, 100% Canterbury. The game I watched against Fort Wayne, there's a couple questionable calls on Tucker Day, and he did end up fouling out, but they competed with Wayne for a half, three quarters. Ended up being a 78-62 loss, but no, I like Canterbury, not just in a sectional, so I'm going with them.
Zach?
Yep, Cavaliers rolling.
Yeah, that's who, Kyler picked them as well. I have them. I think the Southwood situation. Southwood plays a good schedule. Now they don't play the same schedule that Canterbury does. Canterbury also plays a very good schedule. So, based on that logic, I mean, they both will come in well prepared. Beyond the other teams that are in that sectional. I think that's a point. Although Northfield plays a lot of same schools that Southwood does. Southwood with Bryce Wilcox has the type of size, at least individually, that, you know, if Tucker Day gets into foul trouble, Wilcox could go out and have a field day. He's decently skilled. He probably, the one thing with him is he's probably doesn't have a ton of experience playing guys that are as big as he is. They've got two nice guards. Southwood does. I'm still sticking with Canterbury, but I just look at Southwood's record, look at what they did last year, look at what they've done in the past in their longer runs through the state tournament. Each time it's kind of been in spite of their record, and a lot of it is their football guys that they have a good football program typically that does well. They rely heavily on that, as most small schools do. So I wouldn't look at their record, and not that anybody cited that, but I, you know, if you're on the out, you know, if somebody listens to this, looks at their record and thinks there's no way, this is where they were last year. I'm still sticking with Canterbury for the same reason we talked about Morgan Township. We've identified them clearly as one of the three or four teams that will come out of the North. And, you know, but at the same time, I think Southwood's an interesting matchup for them on the semifinals. So. Well, Bounce South Central.
Southwood next year, maybe. They're young.
They are young, although they do lose one of their senior guards. But they're, two of their top three guys are sophomores for sure. Fountain Central, Kyler took North Vermilion, team in the sectional with the best record. I'm going with Fountain Central. Again, some of the kids that they've had are have some experience. Will Harmon is there, assuming he's healthy. Not heard otherwise, but I'm going with Fountain Central. Zach, who you taking?
Let's see. We'll go North Vermilion just because I like that they have the bye. And the best record.
Dominique?
Yeah, I'm going North Vermilion. Like I said, got the bye, but it looks like they just beat Fountain Central as well, who looks like them and Faith Christian look like, and Rossville, I guess, are all kind of around the same records there. But got North Vermilion. Looks like I'm trying to look at their schedule, but I'm not sure. I know they played Park Heritage. Obviously, they're a nice 2A team, but yeah, I'm going North Vermilion. They're winning it.
Patrick?
Jim was right on this one. Fountain Central. They, They lost at North Vermilion now. Fountain Central gets them at home in the tournament. It's time for a little payback. So I'm going Fountain Central, not just Will Harmon, but Isaac Gaylor also, 17 points a game.
Say his name
good
again.
Good combo.
Your audio it does Central cut out. It. Who was the other player besides Harmon?
Isaac Gaylor,
There we go.
Isaac Gaylor, 17 points a game.
Yeah, I just wanted to, since your name and name, I want to make sure it got heard. Tri-Central, taking Liberty Christian. Again, they're one of the three or four teams that we've identified to come out of 1A North. Sticking with them, I don't think they're going to roll through it necessarily. They are going to be relying on a lot of young guys. I do think if they get rattled, it could be an issue, but I also think that they defensively are going to be able to do things to those teams that those teams aren't going to be able to prepare for in practice from a quickness perspective. And all three of those freshman guards are super talented. So Liberty Christian, that's who Kyler took. Patrick, who you got?
Yeah, I believe their top two or three scorers are freshmen. So
yes, they are.
Eventually, you know, it may catch up to them on down the line, but not during this sectional. I'm taking Liberty Christian.
Dominique?
Yeah, Liberty Christian, Brownsburg, Tech, Pendleton Heights, Garen Catholic, Lawrence Central, Noblesville. Their schedule's just – I haven't looked at the other teams, but there's no way those teams play that type of schedule. So,
no.
Liberty Christian.
You probably just rattled off six of their nine losses, didn't you?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Zach?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Not so fast.
There we go, Lee.
Coming to Anderson Prep, you bringing it hot?
Liberty Christian, rolling.
Oh, look at you.
Cowan may be there. Don't be surprised.
He might be. Still trying to figure out that Wapahani Cowan game, three overtimes.
It had to be just stellar outside shooting.
Jeez.
Had to be.
I wouldn't be surprised if Cowan wins that one.
I would be. But that's just me.
That's just you. Cole Duncan.
Yeah, best player in the sectional, possibly. Possibly.
Maybe best. Just because those dudes are freshmen, but I do like some Kendrick Martin. So, all right, Blue River Valley. Kyler took Seton Catholic. I'm going with Try. Coach Stotler calling in a friendship chip, so to speak. I haven't seen either team play this year. I know Seton Catholic's got some nice players. Obviously, Mason Harvey's having an outstanding year. But I got a gut feeling that Try is going to win it. And now they'll go out and get beat by a two-win Randolph Southern team. So, Zach, who are you taking?
Try Titans. It's under Strawn, Indiana.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Recently, an outstanding steakhouse was there, but it shut down.
Oh, must not have been too outstanding then.
No, it's like a long time place that finally ran out of enough people.
Wow, a long time. By. All right. Lots of sub 500 records in this guy, isn't there here? Jeez.
Yes. The only two teams with 500 plus are Try and Seton Catholic.
They're going to play each other Friday night. Great. I'll go Seton Catholic.
All right. Dominique.
Yeah. Seton Catholic. They would have had Hogg, right? Yeah, he's at Richmond now. Still Mason Harvey. Yeah, going Seton Catholic.
Patrick.
Mason Harvey, 22 points a game. They beat Liberty Christian. They won at Cowan. I'm going with the Seton Catholic Cardinals.
Look at Cowan being part of the bar of. Hey. Who wins games
on the road?
Hey,
only won by four. Cowan,
we have successfully made it out of 1A North.
Let's go.
We are 1A South now. It gets a little dicier through here, maybe. I think, hopefully. WRV,
I'm pulling out of a hat now.
White River Valley, Clay City has been on the cusp of rankings all year by our site, by AP. I'm going with Clay City. Kyler also picked Clay City.
Favorite color?
Purple?
The Eels.
The Eels, baby. Eels. Always loved it when the Eminence Eels played the Clay City Eels. it was.
That's weird.
Yeah, in 3 years, it was not close. Patrick, who you got?
Yep, Clay City. Probably their best team since their, I believe it was 2015, semi-state team. They've got a really good win against Bar Reeve here at the beginning of the year. 16-5, like you said, hovering around that top 10. I'm taking the Eels, the real Eels from Clay City.
Hey, now, careful. Careful. Dominique, who you got?
Yeah, Clay City. I was looking at that. Good win against Bar Reeve. Lost to Tri-West by three. Lost to Terre Haute. They played Terre Haute North, who's having a really good year. 4A team, lost by 13. So, yeah, they beat North Davies.
On the road. That's tough.
Yeah, I'm going with Clay City.
That.
Jeez, you guys are killing me here. No Bloomfield love?
I mean, you can give them all the love.
They've had some good wins too.
They said he beat him by 17.
Yeah, that's a good one. Tough. It's a good loss. They have what's the kid's name there that had was it last year maybe?
He's a sophomore now, right?
JB Neal.
Sure. Yeah.
That might be his dad's name.
Isn't it Blake or something?
Blake, yeah. JB's his dad's name. Sorry.
Bloomfield had a good year last year, didn't they?
They did, yeah. They did,
They had
yeah.
the big lefty last year, Peter Combs.
And then who was there was a funky name the year before that, right? Like Hunter Royal or something like that, or who am I thinking of?
There have been a gaggle of Royals to go through there.
I'm going Bloomfield.
Look at that. Off the
Hey.
just to be contrarian. No, that's not a bad pick.
No love for Shakamak.
No.
Jeez.
No.
What about Union Duggar? No, no Brody Boyd love.
Well, yeah,
Jeez.
sure. Brody was playing. Brody, yeah, sure. If Brody was playing and Jared
This
Chambers
was
was playing,
2000.
yeah. But no, it's been a minute. I think this is their first year back in the state tournament.
Good.
It is not. It's their second year. They lost their WRV last year by 12. All
Is
right,
it
the
Union
Bethesda.
Duggar? Sorry, is it Union Duggar or Duggar Union?
It's Duggar Union now.
Okay.
Don't ask me why. They were a charter. I think they're a charter school officially.
Oh, is that what happened?
I don't think they're, no, I think they are no longer a traditional public school. It shut down and then it came back. All right, Bethesda Christian.
Yes.
All right, Dominique, go.
That was
Bethesda
the
Christian.
answer. Yes,
Yes. Yeah.
they are on an absolute roll right now. Their only loss of the new year is against Tipton by 8, and obviously we understand Tipton's one of the best teams in 2A. And they've beaten Park Tudor, they've beaten Greenwood Christian, University Heritage Christian, Covenant Christian. They got Terre Haute South here tomorrow. But yeah, they've been on a roll. I really like don't have it off the
Liga.
top of my head, but
Liga.
the one twin there, yeah.
Yeah, Sam Liga, 16
Yeah.
points a game.
Yeah, he's playing really good player. And definitely got Bethesda in this one.
Ditto. And really
Yep.
no. I mean, Purdue Poly is interesting. There could be a quickness factor there that if they can be disruptive, great. But I don't see it. I think Bethesda's, I mean, if they can handle Park Tudor's defense, they can handle anybody else's in this tournament. Not to say they can't have a bad game and they're unbeatable, but yeah, it's like Dominique, they've been rolling here. I've got Bethesda. Patrick.
Yeah, look at these losses. You've got Guerin Catholic, New Pal, Tipton, Danville. I mean, there's no bad losses there. So
Westfield.
100%.
I mean, yeah, they're 5-0 against 1A teams. They're 2-0 against teams in their sectional. None of these guys really play each other a whole lot.
Well, to make a long story short, Bethesda Christian.
Yep.
Did they
Zach.
have some injuries, sorry, at the beginning of the
They
year?
did. Yeah, they did.
Thought
And
so or
I want
something.
to say that that was
I'm going them also.
a pretty stout portion of their schedule as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm not sure the injuries they had would have beaten Westfield or Guerin or New Pal or Danville, but I thought there
No, but
was
they,
something there.
they wouldn't have, they wouldn't have been doubled up by Westfield. They would, yeah, it would have been tighter games. Zach, you took Bethesda. All right. Kyler took
Now we're
Bethesda.
gonna get it interesting.
Sectional 59, that is the Indianapolis Lutheran section. Sectional. The Eminence Eels are in this one.
Might
Oh.
get a win. They might
That
sneak a win
means you
out.
gotta take them.
It is, yeah, they played the team that almost didn't make the tournament.
That's right. They might have
Central
a chip on
Christian,
their shoulder now.
the team that had the we had to redraw to include them. Patrick, you go ahead and go first.
Well, ending up, to quote Ric Flair, to be the man, you got to beat the man. So I'm taking Tinley over Lutheran and Greenwood Christian in that sectional.
You're
They
taking
drew the
Tinley?
bye. They redrew the bye, which means, something's written in the stars for them already. So I'm going Tinley with their fab freshman, Kenneth Lampley.
Taking the freshman. Didn't they lose somebody, Jim? Or
They did, yeah. I was going to make sure Patrick knew that before we got too deep.
oh.
They lost their starting point guard to
Right.
Zadik. That's right.
Ah, pish posh.
Look, they haven't lost to 1A all year. I'm sticking
True.
with them.
That's fair. All right. Dominic, who you got?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Lutheran. Obviously, I would say they've probably lost some games that we probably think they probably shouldn't have, potentially. I would say Monroe. I don't know if should they lost to Monrovia.
Nah, I don't.
It's tough to know,
I
but
mean,
either way.
Nick's done a nice job, but I mean, they're the same team record wise. Man, they're a little better than they were last year, but they're still a team that Lutheran should beat, especially at Lutheran.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with Lutheran. It's definitely gonna be a really good sectional though. Tinley waiting there in the
Yeah.
semis. Greenwood, Christian on the bottom half with some teams down there that really struggle. So they should
But
get through.
yeah, Greenwood basically got a bye, so
Yeah.
a double
Yeah.
bye.
Right. But Lozier and L.J. Ward, Ante Ward, and yeah, I think they're gonna turn up again in the. In the state tournament and get out of this sectional at least.
Kyler also took Lutheran. Zach, who you got?
Jeez, you guys, killing me here. Greenwood already beat Lutheran once this year.
They beat him last year too, and then lost to
Yeah,
him in the
well,
sectional.
get 'em, Zach. It's all
Come
you.
on,
Get
say
'em.
it.
It's the only
Get
way
him.
to separate. You
No,
can't pick
nobody's
everyone
taking
that.
Greenwood yet. That's all you.
I'll do it. Let's go. Bring it.
I'm
There you
taking him
go.
too. I'm taking him as well.
Okay. Double buy, huh?
Double bye, no questions. No question. Seems like I feel bad for Eminence. No matter what their draw is, they're always about 70 minutes away from the location of their sectional. Yeesh. Used to be Edinburgh, WRV, Edinburgh, then Attica. Now it's Lutheran. Lutheran's a little bit better. Poor guys.
Speaking of Edinburgh, this is not looking good.
Yeah,
Yeah, good
speaking of
Lord.
Edinburgh, we are slim pickings here for winning teams. This is sectional 60.
Edinburgh was a team that was good last year, right? They were really good.
They were
They were
pretty solid
talented.
2 years ago. They were really
2 years
good.
ago.
They were
Two, yeah.
talented last year. They lost a little steam from what they thought they were going to be.
Another Lancers.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think that matters though.
Oh.
Jacksonville's made a two straight semi-states. Who's
Oh.
got the best player in the sectional? I would say South Decatur, Jacob Scruggs.
Yeah.
Does that matter in this one, though?
I mean, I think it always matters. It's just a question of how much. South Decatur's got some bad losses.
Yeah, I
They've
mean,
lost a lot late.
when they're all pretty much even, yeah, I mean, I guess
They just lost to
taking the best
Oldenburg.
player.
Oldenburg Twisters, man, I like that.
That's cool.
That is a cool name.
They have a cool gym or not?
Man, it used
Probably
to be an
not.
all-girls school.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Oldenburg had a kid that went to Bethel recently too.
Jacksonville's on a losing streak.
Former
South,
coach's son is
yeah,
it? I think.
South Decatur's on a
Yep.
losing streak.
Oldenburg's been
Mormon.
rolling. They got Lawrenceburg coming up tomorrow night.
Kyler took Edinburgh. Let's break the ice. Who you got, Zach?
I'll take Oldenburg.
It's a lot of hemming and hawing for a team for a sectional that's got one team that's one game over 500. You're taking Oldenburg?
Yeah.
Okay. Patrick.
South Decatur is going to get revenge on Oldenburg from this past weekend. I'm going South Decatur, Jacob Scruggs, and the Cougars.
All right. I'll take Oldenburg just because they have the bye. And it's, well, never mind.
Jacob Johnson, was that the kid's name that was good a couple years ago at Oldenburg?
Yeah.
I just remember that.
Dominique.
Yeah. think I'm gonna have to go Oldenburg, man. Every t other team I want to pick, they're on a 5 or 6 game losing streak.
Yeah, got to break that streak sometime.
Yeah, that's
Man,
true.
maybe
I'm gonna
next year,
go
but
going with the Twisters.
yeah, let me get some Twister gear.
Yeah, we might. Borden.
Oldenburg fans, let's go. Send that north.
Look, South Decatur, they played a tournament at Edinburgh earlier this year. They're experienced on that floor, man. They've been there. They've done that. They're gonna take care of business.
One of many bold gyms, yes. Borden, let's go. Move on. We're moving on.
Edinburgh's
We're
where
moving
the
on. Moving on.
outlets,
Moving
remember?
on. Huh?
Edinburgh outlets. That's what that should be.
Right. All right, Borden. Good sectional. Couple good teams. Three good teams, really. Although two of them played each other, and Christian Academy blew South Central the heck out. I'm taking. Although they played a tight game with Borden, and Borden somehow manages to sneak through and win these things. Although they got beat by Rock Creek last year.
But it wasn't at Borden last year. This year it is at Borden.
Doc Nash. How do you go
I
against a guy
am.
like Doc Nash?
Huh?
How do you go against a good name with guy coach with the name Doc?
Well, I'm going with Josh Renfro and the Christian
Well, I was
Academy.
gonna say when you get
Okay.
to me, I'll tell you how.
Yeah, that's how.
I mean, I am too. I'm just it's just
So we know what Patrick's taking. All right. Anything you want to add to that, Patrick?
Christian Academy Revenge Tour. They lost to West Washington. They lost
Yeah, that is
to
a bizarre
Rock Creek
loss.
last year, and they lost to Borden 2 years ago. Revenge Tour for the Warriors. Joshua Renfro, David Cook, and the Warriors. But
Dominique. Oh, what? There's a
real
butt?
quick,
Whoa,
there is a
butt.
no, there's no but, but I'm gonna say a
Who said
classic
butt?
game on Saturday night. Doc Nash, Kasem Nash, gonna be tough to beat at Borden, but if anybody can do it, Christian Academy is going to.
And then you're predicting Doc will step away from coaching, right?
I mean, whatever he feels like doing, I'm cool with.
Okay. Dominique.
Yeah, Christian Academy, great wins over Silver Creek, Paoli, lost by 3 to Providence, lost by 2 to Evansville Christian. Yeah, going with Christian Academy.
Zach.
Yep, do it. Mug it. Best
Sectional
player.
62.
Best player, right?
Yeah, best player, no doubt. Sectional 62, New Washington. I'm going with Trinity Lutheran just because they have Mellencamp. Jeez. That is
Tough.
John Mellencamp's nephew
I believe so. Oh, yep.
or great nephew, something like that. Let's
Wow.
go.
Yeah, another team that's led by two
Two,
freshmen.
yeah, I was gonna say that's the one thing in what is a probably relatively mediocre sectional. I do think Trinity Lutheran probably plays best schedule of that group, maybe. I don't know. But they do rely heavily on two freshmen, and that could be what tips the scale against them, but I'm sticking with it. Kyler took Trinity Lutheran.
Jeez.
Patrick, you got anything to
Yeah, like I
add?
said, Trinity Lutheran led by two freshmen against Shaw on Tuesday night, who Philip Kane just broke their all-time scoring record at Shaw Memorial, so it should be a fun game. But I got Trinity Lutheran winning that.
Zach.
No way. My guys at Monrovia have been rolling lately. I'm going Monrovia in this one.
But they're not in this one.
Ooh.
Is it Monrovia in this
Who
one?
are you talking about? Come
Medora,
on, Zach.
Monrovia, geez, that's
Medora.
3A. Medora, never mind,
Tell
gross.
you what, if Medora wins that sectional, we'll burn that town to the ground.
Oh, geez. Sorry
Wait, we
about
can't
that,
burn it to
guys.
the ground.
Jumping the gun. Trinity
The
Lutheran,
last
that's what
time
I'm going
Medora
with.
has won
Right?
at
Yep.
sectional.
Are you taking Trinity Lutheran?
Yeah, Medora's a one school, right? Like a one building school.
Yeah, they are super small. One of the
I don't
smallest
know.
enrollments in the state.
Yeah.
Although they have a documentary about them, so which is
Yeah.
actually pretty decent.
No, they won us. Their last sectional was in 1949.
Jeez. Dominique, who are you taking?
49.
Trinity
That
Lutheran.
right, we're moving on. We're
was
this is
before Jim.
Lagodi.
He don't want to talk
probably
about it.
If there's two tough sectionals in this in 1A, this is one of them. The other one obviously was Lutheran as well. Although Borden's a good sectional too, but Lagodi, this one's always a ball buster. Orleans, Bar Reeve, both with 19 wins. Springs Valley, 13 wins. Lagodi, 14 wins. Washington Catholic, okay, ugh, one win. Never mind. All right, we got who you got, Patrick?
Oh man, a lot of good games here. I've been on the Orleans bandwagon all year. I'm not jumping off of it now. Those kids were, I seen them in middle school coming. I thought, man, there's going to be a state championship for Orleans somewhere down the line. They haven't won a sectional yet. This is their year to break through. It's now or never. Orleans Bulldogs.
Dominique.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll with Orleans. You know that they got, and you know, obviously they're having a really good year. They did beat Bar Reeve early in the year, or no, excuse me, Bar Reeve beat them earlier in the year, but in three
three
overtimes.
Overtimes. It's like still in the 30s.
Yeah.
It's like
but I
middle.
think
It's like JV overtime.
I think Orleans gets through this year, like you said, Patrick.
This
but
whole
definitely.
Sectional is first team to 40.
Shot clock. Zach, who you taking?
Oh man, Bar Reeve just keeps winning, don't they?
They have a bye too.
And they have a bye.
Sort of. They have the yeah, they have the
Dominique's hating on Catholic down there. Jeez.
1-19, man. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
That's all you, Zach.
Orleans gets through Shoals, they'll have kind of a bye.
Yeah.
Oh,
we are being
Revere.
disrespectful.
Vincent Reveille, we love you.
Sorry, Madison. We don't mean that.
I'm gonna go Bar Reeve, I think, again.
Uh oh.
Stick with them. Coach Thompson's got it rolling down there still.
Yeah,
so.
he does an outstanding job. No question. Kyler took Orleans. I'm gonna steal the mantra that Patrick just said about Orleans. I'm gonna evoke the great Bum Phillips. Last year we were knocking on the door. This year we're kicking it down.
There you
oh,
go.
Whoa.
Of course, Houston Oilers still lost to Pittsburgh. Bum got fired. Didn't go well for Bum Phillips.
And
the
watch
Houston
Lagodi
Oilers
win this sectional.
Playing in the days of the Pittsburgh Steelers' terrible towels. I'm going with Orleans, though. Mostly because of what Patrick says. They've got a lot of experience. These seniors have basically been playing varsity since they were freshmen. If they haven't all been starting since their freshman year, they definitely have been starting since their sophomore year. I picked them last year. It didn't happen. Pick them this year. If it doesn't happen again, I'll apologize to the entire community for jinxing them. But anyway, Orleans. Tecumseh, Evansville Christian, anybody got anything else?
No.
Okay.
Let's go. 2A.
Wrapping up 1A.
Heck of a schedule.
Yeah, we're going to take a break here. This is going to end this podcast. We probably agree more on this one than we will on the others, possibly. It seems like we always agree on 1A, mostly because we admittedly don't know a ton about the teams who don't have kids we know much about, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying that. But at any rate, this ends the 1A Pick'em contest. We will let everybody know how we did when the sectionals are over, because I'm charting all this stuff. Thanks for listening. Join us tomorrow for the 2A sectional pick'ems. If you're picking this up later next week on Monday or whatever, we just listen to all four of them. But anyway, guys, appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, record the 2A, and then we'll call it a night. Thanks.